Yo soy la auténtica, hermosa, famosa y simpática. Sin duda la más carismática. Soy la princess de Sound Beach.
Yo soy idéntica.
You wish, bitch.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach, my twin sister Maria del Carmen found out I had a secret abortion. Overwhelmed, she ran back to the convent and confessed the whole story to the nun who raised her, Hermana Claudia. But she didn't realize that Estrella, the Calderon family maid, was listening the whole time. Estrella wants her to continue to pretend to be me so she can get her revenge on Esteban, who she says is responsible for the disappearance of her friend. Ay Dios, this is getting so convoluted that even I, the omniscient narrator, am having a tough time following it all.
Maria, look at me. You're the key to bringing down the Calderons. I can't do this without you. I know with your help, I can finally find out what happened to Gabby. Will you help me?
Ay Dios mío.
Don't tell me you're actually considering this.
Mira, Estrella. I'm very sorry for everything that happened to you and your friend. But Maria del Carmen has nothing to do with all that. Oh, Maria, mira, you're an adult, and I can't tell you what to do. But you can't do this.
Think of what they did to your parents. It doesn't surprise me at all that they left your mother on the side of the road, bleeding to death. They're a bunch of sons of bitch. Oh. Sorry, Jesus and sister and God and Mary and Joseph and Lady Gaga. Oh, no! It's Raul.
Sounds like Maria's got a real pickle on her hands. Speaking of pickles, let's see how Nacho and Daddy Esteban are doing.
Well, that was something.
Oh my God, what time is it?
It's still early. Are you ready for round two?
No, no, stop.
What? No, come on.
It's almost time for the press conference.
No,
stop.
What?
Is everything ready?
I told you not to worry about it. Everything is in place. You're going to be great. Look, you've been ready for this your entire life. This is our moment. Esteban.
You're not the one who needs to go in front of the camera. I am the one who's exposing himself to the world.
Esteban. You are a strong, capable, smart man.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if I didn't think you could win this race, I wouldn't have encouraged you. I would never lie to you. I respect you too much. Believe me when I say everything is going to be great. And before you know it, the people of Miami, all Miamians, will be calling you Mr. Mayor, Señor Alcalde.
Let's hope you're right. I'm late for my meeting at the yacht club.
Esteban, there's just one small thing I want to talk to you about before you go.
What? What is it?
Yeah, it's Raul. He asked me for some money, something for Gloria. I think he mentioned white doves for the wedding. I don't know. He talks all the time
about... See, whatever. Whatever. Just tell my secretary to transfer the money to your account. Ay, that girl is going to leave me bankrupt. I'll see you back home for the conference.
See. I'll see you then.
I don't remember asking for white doves. And didn't Nacho ask his son for money not too long ago? Seems fishy. And now poor Raul, stuck in the middle of all of this.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Tatiana.
Obviously.
Did you catch Tea with Tatiana this week? No? Well, you missed some juicy updates on our favorite family, the Calderons. Gloriana, who is without a doubt Gloria's number one fan, told us just how much she adores her brand new Lincoln Aviator GT. Apparently, it makes her feel more comfortable with herself? That SUV really is something, huh? All right, that's it for now, but be sure to tune in next time for more gossip about the Calderons on the next Tea with Tatiana!
has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
This is the voicemail of Estrella.
Why are you not picking up?
Ay, Raul.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing here?
Bueno, I...
Gloria isn't even home.
Well, hello to you too, Luisa.
I don't need to exchange pleasantries in my own house.
Wow, you can actually cook? The only time I've seen you hold a spatula is to throw it at Estrella.
Not that I owe you any sort of explanation, but I have many talents you are unaware of. And since my maid seems to have disappeared, I have no option but to make my own lunch.
So they haven't come back from the doctor?
What doctor?
Nothing. I did not say doctor. I said helicopter. I thought I heard a helicopter. Gloria is totally normal.
Hmm.
Oh, my dad is calling me again.
And can you ask him what time Esteban will be home?
The answer is probably never. They're both so busy with the campaign. Every time I talk to him, it's all, Esteban, Esteban, Esteban.
Oh, see, well, welcome to my life. Bienvenido. All I ever hear is nacho this and nacho that. It's so annoying. Bueno, at least someone else understands.
Well, campaign seems to be going well, at least. Looks like you'll be the first lady of Miami soon.
Right, as if that's what I wanted.
So, what is it that you want?
What do you mean?
What do you want in life?
What I want?
Yes.
What I want is for you to get the hell out of my house. I'm sick of seeing you and your father.
Mira, Luisa, I don't understand why we can't get along, okay? What did I do?
You take all of Gloria's time. Your father takes all of Esteban's time. And where does that leave me? You're parasites in this family. And truthfully, I don't even know if you're in this for the right reasons. Our money is pretty convenient.
How could you say that? Okay, we've never even asked you for a dime. I love Gloria.
I'm sure you and your father would love our money, too. Ah, hablando del rey de Roma, your papi is calling you again.
Okay, this conversation isn't over. I have to take this. See, papi, what's up?
Raul, have you talked with Gloria?
No, papi, not yet. And I miss her voice.
Bueno, mira, I need you both to be prepared for this afternoon. Esteban is going to have a press conference to announce his candidacy, and he wants the whole family to be there.
It's just that I don't know if Gloria is ready to face the public so soon after the accident.
Yeah, it's important for everyone to see us more united than ever before. I'm counting on you.
Okay, papi, okay. I'll make it happen. See you soon. I love you so much, Dad.
I love you too. That's right, I said I love you.
Oh, twice.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love it when you say I love you.
Yeah.
We should do a song together, papi. The I love you song.
How would that go?
Oh, okay. I'll do my beatbox.
Yeah. Great.
Potatoes. I don't know how to beatbox.
Besitos.
Poor Raul. I know you want to please your papi, but Maria might have other plans.
Alo?
Estrella, where's Gloria? Where have you been? I've been calling and calling.
Oh, we still at the doctor. Let me get, Gloria.
Bueno.
Just a second.
Alo?
Gloria, the peanut butter to my PB&J sandwich. The butter to my peanut. The peanut to my butter. I've been worried about you. What did the doctor say? Is the baby okay?
The baby? Oh, right, our baby. I think maybe we should talk in person.
Just...
Look, I'm on my way home.
Bueno, I...
See you there?
Yeah.
But to tell him what, hermanita? Tell him what?
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantis for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman. And by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Raul Esparza, Danny Pino, Yvonne Cole, Ex Mayo, and Andy Bustillos. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno,
Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.